Why was there a need for such an archive of Czech independent culture in the West?
I show you on an example. It is the problem how to document independent publishing, how it works. For instance, this is the well-known essay by Milan Šimečka, The Restoration of Order. This is the original type manuscript. And this is the samizdat edition, signed by the author with his photograph, typewritten of course, but well bound. And then printed book in Czech, and then different foreign editions in English, in French, in Italian.
Why was there a need for an archive of Czech culture in the West, a place where all the samizdat publications would be collected?
Naturally, this archive belongs to Czechoslovakia. It should be placed in Czechoslovakia. But the actual situation, for the actual situation, is not possible. It would be confiscated or destroyed, or it is impossible that instead of there, it's here for the time being. We hope sometimes all these collections or archives will be back where it belongs in Czechoslovakia.
You have co-edited the famous Black Book written shortly after the Soviet invasion of Czechoslovakia. This was the first attempt to produce a historical record of an instant, of an event that had just taken place. Yeah. What's the special role of the historian in a period like the one that Czechoslovakia has known since the invasion?
Yeah, not to let destroy the evidences, to collect them, to put them together, and to present it to the public. That's not only their right, that it is their duty. And this is the feeling of duty was the main reason why we tried to document the events, the seven great days of Czech and Slovak nation in 1968.
Because you felt that record was threatened, that every day history was being rewritten by the official propaganda.
Not only this, but we wished to give impulse that in all regions, in every town, in every factory, this material would be safely preserved and collected.
How many journals are there produced today in Czechoslovakia? How many samizdat journals or publications?
Now, currently at least 3 dozen currently published periodicals. Some of them are monthly, some of them are quarterlies, also something like this.
And how many books have been produced like that in samizdat, let's say, over the last 10 or 15 years?
Oh, I would like to know. only one series, samizdat series, well-known edition Padlock, counts now, by the end of 1987, 366 titles. And there is Edice Expedice with about 280 titles, and it is Česká expedice, Edice Popelnice, and others. I think it's perhaps 1,000 works, 1,000 books.
That cannot be published in Czechoslovakia.
They could not be published in Czechoslovakia, but they exist, they have their readership, and they are reprinted then in the West by exiled publishers, but they are translated. It means they become part of the world literature, of contemporary world literature. They are at disposal. The Czech and Slovak independent writings is not silent. silenced.
Mm-hmm. Could you tell us about your own personal history? What happened to you after the publication of the Black Book?
Nothing at the moment, but later, in the course of the so-called normalization in 1917 spring, I was dismissed from the Institute of History of the Czechoslovak Academy of Sciences in Prague, together with a couple of my colleagues. Actually, the whole department of current Czechoslovak and world history was reorganized from the Institute. It means it disappeared. In 1971, I was accused with two of my colleagues of subversive activities against socialism and against the socialist order.
Writing history was considered to be a subversive.
Preparing this, it was not written. It was only a documentation. It was a documentation on the invasion and how the people in Prague and in Czechoslovakia reacted. We documented not only the resistance of the population. We recorded and we documented what the Soviet mass media said and what they claimed, and it was not one-sided.
Why do you think the authorities were so sensitive to your undertaking?
Why? Because it was true how what actually happened and not what they wanted to be believed that happened.
How come historians have become one of the prime targets of the normalization, sacked from their jobs, etc.?
There are many reasons. One of it is ideological, the Marxist-Leninist ideology is a historical ideology. Secondly, because the regime has no legitimacy in free elections, it bases its legitimacy in the history. In Czechoslovakia, the legitimacy in 1948. And certainly, historians seeking for truth and telling truth what actually happens they are conflicting with the aims of actually politics or actual line of the last interpretation of the last session of Central Committee of Communist Party.
Why is it important to have the archive here in the West?
Because such an archive cannot be built up and work in Czechoslovakia. That is, for the time being, it must be placed here in West in safety. That's all.
But what's the bigger idea behind collecting all the material? Why is it important to gather all this material for you?
It is important from... there are many reasons. One of it, to preserve it, then to make it available to anybody who needs to consult it. We are making copies of these materials, and we are making it available to libraries, to researchers, to publishing houses, to journals, etc., etc. And thirdly, it must be published. What was not published until now, and it must be studied. And therefore, it is important.
Is unofficial culture particularly vulnerable to being destroyed? Is it?
Of it is, because there are no institutions in Czechoslovakia who preserve these materials. It is confiscated at every house search in dissidents' houses. It is destroyed by the police. It was confiscated. Some of these manuscripts doesn't exist. The authors themselves don't possess all these materials. So many times it happens, I'm asked by the authors in Czechoslovakia to send them a copy of their own work because they have not it.
And what happened to you after 1968?
In the spring 1970, I was dismissed from the Institute of History together with a couple of my colleagues. And then I was unemployed for some time. And then I worked in a couple of jobs, mostly as a stoker in a Prague hospital. In 1975, I decided to fight for my emigration. I wrote an open letter to the World Congress of Historians in San Francisco, describing the situation of historiography in Czechoslovakia after purges. And then 11 months later, I was allowed to emigrate with all my family legally from Czechoslovakia in July 1976.